So where did you find this?
You know what? That was at a local record shop. They had a pretty paltry selection of jazz, but that jumped out. I mean, bossa nova with all those colors screaming out of it. How in this? And we're in the summertime. How can that not just make you happy? It's like a jazz clarinet.
At the time this was coming out, of course, I would have been in, I think, junior high school. And I don't mean this album in particular, but I mean this sound out of Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah.
You know what bossa nova means?
Oh, I was thinking about that earlier on tonight.
It means the new beat.
The new beat, that's right.
Essentially, the new beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you started having acts like Walter Wunderlay, which I play on my show, The Neon Beat, and Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Gilberto was on there. I mean, you had
Stan Getz, Astrid Gilberto, and Schwau Gilberto.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you gave me a whole suite of swanky lounge music, and that's one of my favorite collections of all time.
Yeah.
Just good, good old-fashioned listening right there. But anyway, that's a gem that I pulled out of a lot of extracting and looking, and it's just... we got the tenor sax man on there is Bill Perkins, I think.
Bill, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Perkins on the tenor sax. And then we got the strings, and it's just, I mean, how can you not be happy when you listen to this? It's happiness.
Yeah, it is.
Do it.
Well, that was the idea, that and a good cup of coffee, and your best girl, senorita, by your side, baby.
By your side. Which, speaking of a good cup of coffee and happiness, I wanted to talk about when our show's on. When I talk to people, they're like, when are you on? KCXL, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, and then Sunday morning, 6 to 7. And I know it's early, but you know what? Your cup of coffee gets very lonely without good music.
And so do we.
Yes. And the Neon Beat is running consistently throughout the weekend.
Yeah, on KCXL. That's KC, as in Kansas City, XL. It is 11:40 a.m., and 102.9 FM here in Kansas City, Missouri. But if you can't get it, if you can't get it on your receiver, and it is a little bit of a problem because both of the stations are kind of fringe in terms of the power, in terms of market penetration, you can always go on the internet and hope they're streaming.
Yeah, absolutely. When in doubt, the internet is there to save you. Google it.
There's more on here. Yeah, let's see. It's right quick. Oop. I hate it when I do that.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. That piece beforehand was called Meditation.
Yeah.
This one's called Little Boat. Shall we dance?
Speaking of...
Yes.
...chugging and dancing and just... I had a really interesting interview this week.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you about it. Her name is Carla Bley. She's a pianist and composer. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Been around for a long time. She was married to Paul Bley back in the day.
Paul Bley.
And they were a couple. And she just was awarded an NEA Jazz Masters. And she's just a brilliant individual. And when I was talking to her, we got to the end of the interview... And I always like to ask them, what's the greatest compliment they were ever paid? And she kind of paused and said,
"Yeah,
I'm sorry." And I thought she was saying something in relationship to, I can't remember anything, but she was actually saying, a lot of my friends lately have said, I'm sorry. I didn't get you in the early days, and I'm sorry that I didn't tell you that and that I was abrasive about your music, but I get it now. And I thought it was one of the greatest compliment answers that I ever got. It was interesting.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I think I could say that. I could well say that to, you and I were talking about how many genres of music that I have listened to or programmed over the years.
Yeah.
I've done everything from country to classical, including the Frank Sinatra and the jazz and this sort of thing. And each style has something to offer from a perspective that you might want to reserve judgment on,
right?
Depending on how it hits you. I think it's okay to say you don't understand something or even say you don't like it, but give it a hearing first.
Yeah.
And maybe stop to think long enough where they're coming from.
Right.
Like you said.
Well, there's a commonality with these musicians, and that's the other thing, too, when I talked to a lot of musicians and asked them about why they love jazz. And they always default to the whole notion that they love musicians. Across the board, when you're creating, when you're a creator, when you're an artist, there's a general love that goes into it. So it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Everybody that's out there, whether it's bluegrass, it's country, it's rock, yeah, it's heavy metal or jazz or whatever it is, all of these guys are going for one thing. They have instruments, they have a voice, and they have a story to tell.
I've always liked to refer to a good jazz piece as a conversation,
yeah,
between the instruments. And there's a lot of classical artists feel the same way.
Yeah.
My goodness, they're breaking into a fugue.
They're whispering up there loudly.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, this is a great album. This is a great album.
Nice.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
for a garage sale, fine, not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad. But I think that, you know, I think that's what's going on in my brain tonight.
Well, then.
Since we got that out.
We got that out now. We, I guess we say goodnight, Dick. And
we could use some heat in the apartment. Goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Neon Jazz.